Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. From middle school students in Royal Oak chanting "Build the Wall" to a Canton police officer suspended for a racist Facebook post to a Muslim student at U of M who reports she was confronted by a man who threatened to set her on fire if she didn't remove her hijab. These are just a few of the incidents reported in Michigan since last week's election of Donald Trump, an election which came after a long campaign that often focused on Muslims. Dawood Waleed is the executive director of the Michigan chapter of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Dawood, what have you been hearing from Muslims in Michigan since Election Day?
I've heard a great amount of concern from Muslims in this state, and not just because of some events that have taken place here, but the seemingly high amount of racist and xenophobic attacks that have taken place to people of color all throughout the country. Last I checked, from Tuesday to Saturday, the Southern Poverty Law Center had written down or had noted a little over 200 attacks or incidences that were related to hate after the election. So this is traveling on people's Facebook and Twitter, and people are getting calls from family members in other states. So there's a high level of concern within the Muslim community about not just what's taking place, particularly to us, but also the general state of intolerance that seems to be in our society right now.
Mr. Trump last night on 60 Minutes, he called on his supporters to stop it with harassment and intimidation and attacks. What do you think of the president-elect's statement?
Well, it reeks of some insincerity considering his chief strategist, Mr. Bannon, is part of the alt-right and is a well-known anti-Semite, Islamophobe, white nationalist. So I don't know what Mr. Trump is talking about, where he says cut it out on one hand, and then he's in his transition team looking at putting in his cabinet known white nationalists who are bigots against people of color. So I don't find what he's saying to be sincere at all.
Dawood, there's no one Muslim point of view, and there are Muslim Americans who voted for Donald Trump. How do you want CARE to represent all Muslim Americans in Michigan, those who are alarmed at what a Trump presidency will mean and those who voted for it?
Well, we're a nonpartisan group, so we neither took a stance for Mr. Trump or against Mr. Trump. But what we are concerned about is bigotry, discrimination, and hate crimes, not just against Muslims, but all groups of people that are discriminated against based upon their national background, race, or religion. So whether there are Muslims who voted for Trump or not is really besides the point. We have a very toxic climate in our country right now, and the amount of hatred that Muslims have faced since in the past year with this presidential election cycle has actually been unprecedented in American history. It wasn't even this bad shortly after 9/11.
We know CARE called for an investigation into that incident that I referred to in Ann Arbor of an apparently intoxicated man threatening a Muslim woman he would set her on fire if she didn't remove her hijab. So here's the question, Dawood. When we hear of these stories, what do we do with that? We as the public, how should we respond? How do we process this?
Well, the first thing is we should take it seriously, because a couple of months ago in New York City on Fifth Avenue, there was a Muslim woman who was set on fire, and people in our community know this. So this is not an unprecedented situation. So one, it should be taken seriously. The second thing is that in our discussions about communities being marginalized or being targets of hate, the Muslim community should not be excluded from that conversation, meaning that even with Mr. Bannon, I've seen people talk about how he's anti-Semitic, how he's anti-LGBTQ, but then there's not the same mentions about him being a well-known anti-Muslim bigot. So it shouldn't be an issue of the erasure of Islamophobia, but then the addressing of other forms of bigotry by white nationalists and white supremacists. That's something else I think needs to be highlighted, that Islamophobia is real, and in discussions about intolerance in America, that the anti-Muslim bigotry should not be erased or treated as something that is just like not a real issue in America.
Dawood, there's been a lot of talk since leading up to Election Day, certainly since then, about the great divisions we have right now in America, in our society, and how we need to figure out a way to come together. And I'm wondering, have you heard from other groups in Michigan since the election, perhaps groups you haven't worked with before, who do want to join with you and work with you to increase understanding, increase the exchange?
No, what I have heard from is already existing allies. I actually had a dinner at a friend of mine who's a rabbi with some other clergy, Jewish and Christian, where we were talking about the challenges and how we're going to help try to motivate our faith communities to work closer together. But as far as reaching out to other people outside of our allies, we have not heard anything from any other communities that we weren't already working with, nor have we really taken time to reach out, simply because this is a very polarizing time right now, and people are in their feelings, and people have bunkered down into their position. So we're hoping that things are going to cool down before we try to engage in any dialogues or discussions with people on the right in particular, who were perhaps, you know, supporting some of Mr. Trump's white nationalist rhetoric as far as his stances pertaining to Syrian refugees and immigrants in particular.
Dawood, do you feel that this will kind of simmer down with a little bit of time? It's been less than a week.
It may simmer down some, and then again, it may pick up at the inauguration, but I would just tell people that this isn't just something that happened overnight. Our country has been very polarized since President Barack Obama got sworn into office, with the ascension of the Tea Party movement and a lot of racism that is really escalated in our country. So this fire was not just started with the election of Donald Trump, and I don't think it's going to go out anytime soon.
Dawood Waleed, Executive Director of the Michigan Chapter of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Dawood, we want to thank you for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you very much.